It was just remarkable at how much support PDSA has shown through the entire project. It's been phenomenal. I would say start small and start with something that whoever is going through ITP, figure out, you know, what are they most passionate about, and then just kind of run with it.
I'm thankful that I get to help others that are in the same situation as me, and I would do it over again if I could.
Welcome to the PDSA podcast, Bruised But Not Broken, Living with ITP. The diagnosis of a bleeding disorder like immune thrombocytopenia may leave you wondering, how can I really live my life with ITP? PDSA's podcast, Bruised But Not Broken, Living with ITP, brings empowering stories, the latest research and treatment updates, lifestyle tips, and answers to the real-life questions the ITP community is asking. Here's your host for this episode, Barbara Pruitt.
Welcome. One of my favorite types of interviews is to speak to other ITP warriors. And today I get to speak to Wyatt, a remarkable young man with ITP, and his mom, Brittany. Most recently, they were part of a car show and raised money for the PDSA. So bravo, and welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for being part of Bruised But Not Broken, Living with ITP. So Wyatt, let's start off talking to you, because you are the ITP warrior. Tell me, you were 8 years old when you were diagnosed, is that right?
Yeah.
If you remember, can you tell us what it was like when you got that diagnosis? What was it like for you and your family?
It was life-changing because I was in the middle of basketball season and we were doing like beach trips, all kinds of stuff that, well, now I can't do because, well, we still do the beach trips. I'm just limited because of the bruising and bleeding. I can't do as much as I used to be able to do.
Right. And how did it affect your family?
It sort of limited them too, because if I went somewhere, because I was only 8 at the time, I couldn't do most things by myself. They at least had to have one person to stay behind with me if they were going to do something I couldn't. So it kind of held them back in that sort of perspective.
Right. It does affect the whole family. It's not just the individual. It's their extended family also. How have you seen ITP change your day-to-day life, especially when it comes to your activities? You're saying that it has changed your basketball career, I see. But day-to-day, I mean, what do you as a patient notice that's really different from before?
Well, now I have a couple ground rules that I have to follow, such as 2 feet on the ground so that I can minimize bruising and bleeding. I leave classes early to try to stay away from the big crowds of people so I don't get bumped around. It changes a lot of school and just at home.
Basic things.
Yeah, little things, they all add up. Are you a bruiser? I mean, do you bruise very easily? Because some people don't.
Yes.
You are. Okay. Yeah, I am too. What grade are you in now?
I'm currently in 9th grade.
Okay, wow. And are you being treated for your ITP, or where are you at?
Yeah, so I take a shot once a week.
Okay.
Called N-plate.
Right, and that keeps you at a good range then?
Yeah, we changed the dosage based on what my platelet count was when we get it, because we also get shots every week too.
So he gets blood draws, yeah, once a week. And then based off his platelet count, like he said, it changes the dosage of N-plate that we have to give.
Right, which is pretty standard protocol for N-plate. That's what they do. They check your platelet count and they decide, do you get the same dose? Do they, you know, tweak it a little bit. And sometimes it takes, you know, the right amount of tweaking before you can get the right dose for you. Well, I know recently, like I said in the opening, you all participated in a car show. And where did you get that idea to participate in it and become fundraisers for the PDSA?
I have loved cars ever since I could speak. So it was like the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, that's great. So is there a car show in your neighborhood or your community that you tapped into? How did that all come about?
Well, my mom made a couple calls because there's a group that comes every month. They're called the Good Time Riders.
The Good Time Cruisers, yeah.
Cruisers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we have a good family friend that is kind of head of that, and so I asked her if she would mind helping us out to figure out how to do a car show, and she said, well, y'all should just come along and, you know, join us for this car show, and so that's what we did, and it turned out wonderful.
Wow. Well, walk us through it. What exactly did you do, and how did you reach people, and how did you raise money? Because I know you were very successful with that.
Well, I mostly walked in a huge circle, like 17 times, seeing all the cars coming in, going out.
Talking to all the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just being social, saying hi to people, looking at cars.
Did you have a purple t-shirt on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You stood out, right? You had what did your t-shirt say?
It was pump it up for platelets.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a tent and a table with all the goodies PDSA sent out to us. And we had, you know, everybody that was walking past the cars, they also stopped by our tent, which we're so thankful for. But they would ask questions. Some of the individuals were going through certain blood diseases at the time, and they wanted to know, what's ITP? And they would tell me their story, and we would exchange stories. So it was really nice to know that there is such a community, even close to home. It's just, you don't really tap into that until you realize that you have this connection.
That's right. Well, that's great. So, and you also, by doing that and talking to all these people, you're spreading awareness, which is absolutely so important with a rare disease like ITP, you know, sharing that information. So what stood out to you the most, Wyatt, when it came to the whole event?
I actually got to ride in one of the cars.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a Mustang Shelby.
Oh, wow. Those are pretty cool. I know from my own experience, those are pretty cool cars.
Yeah, fast too.
Oh, that's great that somebody took you for a ride. That's terrific. I understand that the show had more than, 110 cars?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was like the largest turnout that they had had. I mean, that's great. And you raised, how much did you raise?
$1,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely amazing.
And you were there for how many hours did this take?
Well, we were there from about 10 o'clock to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was really an all-day event.
Okay.
I didn't even realize how exhausted we were until the very end, but it was absolutely wonderful. We did not sit down at all the whole time. We were up on our feet and spreading awareness and listening to stories and exchanging stories, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Now, did you have like a donation bucket, or were people buying things, or how did all that work?
People were buying t-shirts, and some of them, they just gave us the money from the kindness of their hearts, which I'm very thankful for.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it all added up to $1,000, which is absolutely terrific. And Wyatt, how do you feel about doing this? I mean, you're making a great contribution to the ITP community. How does that make you feel?
I'm thankful that I get to help others that are in the same situation as me. And I would do it over again if I could.
Well, that's great. Do you think you might do this on an annual basis or something else even?
Yes, I think the car show was very successful. I that would be cool to see if new people or the same people come.
Well, and I think also because you're so interested in cars, you're going to be more likely to do something like that, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool connection. So, Brittany, as a parent, what has it been like for you to see your teenage son step up to lead this kind of initiative for a fundraiser?
I am so incredibly proud. The beginning of the journey, you know, getting poked at 8 years old and being in the hospital and just watching him and what he's gone through, you know, needles were extremely traumatizing. And now we go to the lab once a week and he goes back there by himself and gets poked all the way up to helping donate and spread awareness. It's been a huge journey and an incredible life experience, even with, you know, an unfortunate diagnosis of ITP. He's turned it around into this positive, let me make lemonade with my lemons, you know, but I'm just incredibly proud.
Well, that's wonderful. You're a proud mama. And
I'm
sure Wyatt knows that. That's really great. I'm proud of you too, Wyatt. And this is my first time meeting you. So Brittany, what advice would you give to other families that might consider doing a fundraiser or, you know, they're kind of nervous or they're like, oh, that's too big of a job. I don't want to get into that. What advice would you share?
I would say start small and start with something that whoever is going through ITP, figure out, you know, what are they most passionate about and then just kind of run with it. Or at least that's what we did. We were like, okay, you know, Wyatt's been diagnosed with ITP. He likes cars. We went to a walk fundraiser for another young lady that has ITP. So we were like, what can we do for Wyatt that kind of, you know, speaks to him individually? And we just put our ideas together and just ran with it. And it just took off on its own. It's really just getting out there, spreading awareness and doing the best you can. And it really goes a long way.
And for you, it was a matter of making a phone call to someone you knew that had the connection to the car show.
Yes. Yeah.
I know that the PDSA, their office, they're very supportive of any type of fundraiser and they can really help in so many ways. How did they help you out?
Oh, tremendously. You know, I sent emails to different PDSA members asking, you know, if we want to do a fundraiser, what can we do? And they got together his flyer for the car show. The design and everything, the bracelets, the t-shirts, pens, you know, they gave us a box of all these little goodies that we could either hand out or sell. And it was just remarkable at how much support PDSA has shown through the entire project. It's been phenomenal.
That's great. I know I have a copy of your flyer. And one of the things that I think is so cool is there's a QR code on there.
Yes.
And so anybody that came by your tent could scan the QR code and donate. Is that right?
Absolutely. And they could scan the QR code and read Wyatt's story. So they have a little bit of an idea of why we're there and donate through the QR code as well.
I think that is, that's modern technology. I think that is so cool. And you know, especially for all the younger people, that is like second nature to them. It's like, where is the QR code? Oh, well, here it is, you know, so it makes it easy. Do you think this car show you'll end up doing on a yearly basis? It sounds like you've already laid the groundwork. I think it'll be very simple for you in the future. Do you think you'll continue then?
I wish that we can. I think it's possible. It's definitely a hope.
Yes, I think we are going to do our very best in continuing the car show.
Wyatt, I have a question. If someone listening wants to support kids like you living with ITP, what's the one thing you want them to know or to do?
Honestly, small acts of kindness really goes a long way. even just listening to somebody that's going through something similar or the same thing can really help them just by you listening.
Right. I mean, if somebody, it's always nice to know that your voice is being heard. And it sounds like, thinking about you, your teachers know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you're let out of your class early to avoid the crowds of people and the staircases and stuff. So I know I try to avoid crowds myself and like malls and, you know, concerts and things like that. I have a question for you, since you're an ITP warrior. If I had a magic wand and could take away one obstacle that ITP has given you, what would that be?
I think the thing that would help the most is if you were able to make it to where I had a stable, high blood count.
Okay.
Because that would knock about everything else out of the park.
Think of the freedom you would have, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you that I have ITP, which you probably knew, and I was diagnosed when I was 4 years old. So I'm now in my 60s, okay? I hate to think of that, but I am. Anyways, I have a feeling that by the time you reach my age, there's going to be a cure. So don't ever give up hope, because as long as people are raising funds and the funds are going to help in the research, that there's got to be a cure in sight. So got to look at the bright side here. And I thank you for doing what you do and what you've done and raising the money. And I wish you nice, big, happy, healthy platelets. And hopefully we'll see you in the future at a PDSA conference, which is wonderful. I love to see people at the conference. And it's great for teenagers, because I don't know if you're aware of this, but they have a teen group. And for the whole weekend, these teenagers are like knitted together. And you know how sometimes, I mean, I was a teenager and I know I felt a little bit odd because I had this ITP, but during the conference weekend, you're all normal because you all have it. And there's no ice to break, you know, because you know what you're going through, you know what you've been through, and you form these friendships that are, I think, lifelong. Because you can communicate with somebody else that's walked in your shoes. So, well, I can't thank you both enough for being here today and for sharing your journey and your information. You're a great attribute to the PDSA. And thank you.
We thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you to PDSA. Thank you.
Have a great day and good luck with your studies in high school, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you live your life with a bleeding disorder like ITP? From working in the kitchen with knives, to navigating sharp corners in your house, going out to eat in a restaurant, traveling on a plane, attending a sporting event, even dancing at a wedding. ITP patient Barbara Pruitt shares her tips and tricks for moving through life with ITP for more than 60 years. Here's her lifestyle lesson for the day.
Hi there. My topic today is air travel. First of all, I think everybody with ITP needs to understand that traveling by airplane or jet is not dangerous. It's perfectly okay to travel on a plane. Even our medical advisors have written about that there's no problem with traveling on a plane. So don't let flying be your excuse to stop you from going on a vacation or a trip to go see somebody. There are a few things that I do when I'm flying that I'll share with you. Number one is I always book a window seat. And that's for several reasons. If you're sitting in the aisle, you have the opportunity to get banged by somebody that's carrying a big carry-on. You could get hit by the cart that they bring up and down the aisle with beverages and snacks. You want to avoid that. So I always book a window seat so that I'm staying clear of any type of problem with getting bumped or bruised. If you're taking an immune suppressant, you might feel better if you wear a mask. And that's for obvious reasons. We just don't know what kind of bugs are floating around. You know, sometimes I wear a mask, sometimes I don't. Whatever makes you comfortable. Another thing is to keep hydrated. We all know that you can get kind of dehydrated when you're flying, so make sure you have a bottle of water with you when you get on the airplane, because sometimes they don't get around to giving you liquids for quite a while. I use neoprene wraps on the handles of my carry-ons and also any type of a shoulder bag that I might have, or you could use them on backpacks. What they are is you can find them in the travel section in any department store. They're like a black neoprene wrap that'll go around the handle of your suitcase, and they have Velcro on them. I find that they're really useful because sometimes my shoulder bags, they'll irritate my shoulder and I can get a bruise on my shoulder if I've got too much stuff in it. So it just softens it. And I think it's, you know, for me, it's a good idea. It's something I do. Make sure you always have your meds with you. Air travel isn't always easy. You can get delays. You can get postponed. You can get canceled. So make sure your medications are with you in the cabin and not underneath in the regular luggage place. Also, just in case, I think it's a great idea to carry your most recent lab report, meaning what was your platelet count? Or if your lab work is on a portal that you can access on your phone, that's great. If you get to your destination and end up sick or whatever and end up in the emergency room or having to see a doctor, at least you can refer to your most recent lab reports. And then the doctor would know after looking at lab that they draw that, oh, maybe that low platelet count is normal for you and you've got the lab reports to prove it. So always a good idea just to have that with you. Now, I'm not one of those people, but some people do have nosebleeds. And if you are one of them, fortunately, I'm not one of the people that get frequent nosebleeds, but some people do. And if you're one of those, you need to carry whatever it is that you use for your nosebleed with you on the plane. Carry your Afrin or your blood stop or whatever it is that you normally use. Make sure that's with you. Now, something to think about is airports can be really crowded and you don't want to get bumped or bruised. So look for open spaces when you're walking. And don't be in a hurry. You need to be very conscious of your surroundings. And you don't want to have a collision with someone. So keep that in mind. My last piece of advice is, you know, having ITP doesn't mean that you can't enjoy your life. So have a great trip and have fun. And don't worry about flying. That's it for now. Wishing you lots of happy, healthy platelets.
Thanks for listening to the PDSA podcast, Bruised But Not Broken, Living with ITP. Made possible by our presenting sponsor, Amgen. Special thanks to Gus Mayorga for composing our theme music. To see what's coming up, visit our website at pdsa.org. and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Please share this podcast through social media with anyone who you think might benefit from the information and stories we share with the ITP and other platelet disorders community. As always, please speak with a healthcare professional before making any treatment decisions. But know that PDSA.org is a wealth of information and resources to help you navigate life with ITP and other platelet disorders. Remember, you are not alone.